You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I realize this is the longest I've ever gone without seeing you or speaking to you since we've known each other.
I know that was a happy time for you.
I must admit. Yes. I needed a break.
I did too.
I needed a reset, and that is what I got for 2021.
Shay, I had the most fulfilling holiday season probably of my life.
Wow. I
only got one gift. But me and my mama and my older brother John, we all took on the challenge of revitalizing mommy's house. All right, that was the goal for last year.
I know you've been working on that all year long.
And it came to a culmination for a number of reasons over the holiday season, because I found this special letter that I'll share with you personally. But it really, it just changed.
You look like you're about to cry now.
It changed because it just changed. When you read it, I'll show it to you. When it just changed everything. It was a letter that my mama wrote to her parents, explaining my older brother, basically. It meant the world to me, and it just solidified that I have the best mama of all time.
Aww.
Period.
That's so sweet. Your attitude still nasty, though?
Sometimes.
Some folks are experiencing what experts say is post-holiday blues while you're on your high.
My bad, y'all.
They say that it's commonplace during the holidays as folks are preparing for celebrations and buying gifts. It brings up your adrenaline. And when it's over, it kind of makes people go to a low place. And they say that 2020 made it even worse because of folks having to socially distance during the holidays. And there's some signs for folks to pay attention to if you think that you may also be experiencing the holiday blues.
And what are those?
Sadness. You good?
I'm good.
Low energy?
Nah, I got hella energy.
Difficulty concentrating. That's from something else on you, though.
Oh, Lord.
That's why.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sleeplessness?
Nah, I'm good.
Worry and stress?
Nah, nothing outside the usual.
Well, those are the signs to look for. And they say that children can also experience this, so make sure that you're checking in with the shorties to see if they're good.
Well, sorry, y'all. I mean, you know, it's back to work today. My bad. It'd be all right, though. We're going to have a good time this year. It'll be better than last year. Come on, Shay. Hey.
You know what this song, when I hear it, what I think of. Why would you play this right now?
Open toe sandals?
No.
Is that what you think about?
Uh-uh.
No?
This guy.
Oh, Lord.
Remember the guy I told you to talk to?
Getting it on to however you want it.
Excuse me? Excuse me.
Hey, however do you need it?
I was expecting Luther A for this song. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, Lord.
I was expecting Jodeci. You put on Soul to Soul?
You can't smash no Soul to Soul, fam. The Shade coming up in 10 minutes. Hold tight.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Right now, you got dense fog and a little drizzle of 32 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'? A
lot of love and marriage happening in Hollywood, Brian. Neo has proposed to his wife, Crystal Smith, yet again.
Like the friends are more excited than she is.
They already married.
Yeah, because he came out with this. He came out with this song, "Pinky Ring." Remember, he was gonna turn the wedding ring into his pinky ring.
Yeah.
I guess. Man.
Now you done got your mind right. Now you want to remarry me.
Got to go back home.
Exactly.
It's
rough in these COVID streets.
Oh, you think that's why? Because there wasn't no other options.
They had to quarantine when this first happened. And this is how they got back together, because they were really on the way to divorce.
Really?
Zoe Kravitz has filed for divorce from her husband, Carl Glusman. Only been married for 18 months. Hell no. You know, Zoe Kravitz, of course, is the daughter of Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet.
Single again, huh? She's about, 32?
I'm not sure how old she is. Petite.
Okay. About to get her number.
She shared a post from Spiritually Charged, which is an IG account, and it said that they were going to be dumping people, places, and things that no longer serve my greatest and highest good into the trash.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing him now, this guy, Mr. Glusman, and I don't think she has a lot in common with him. I think she got more in common with me.
Oh, Lord.
Culturally speaking, it is.
Oh, Lord.
Damn! We do.
Now you want to pick up Zoe Kravitz?
Yep, I do. She bad.
One of your little exes hit me up over the holiday, try to ask what was
about?
Going on with you.
I don't know what you talking about.
I just explained it.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't know what's going doing with Shorty.
Yeah, me and you finna have a conference. That's what's finna happen.
Why?
Because
ain't none of them up who you with now.
What?
They still sleep.
What? Moving on.
Natori Norton. Is that how you say it? Norton?
Yeah, I think so. That's
from 3LW fame. And as, I forgot her name on Power Child. And I watch that show all the time.
You talking about Lil' Kim off Notorious?
Yeah. So she got engaged over the holiday. And she had to give a shout out to her husband on Power. Her play husband on Power. Because he introduced her to him.
Are you a fan of engagements and stuff on holidays?
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. No, a lot of women don't like that.
Why?
I don't know. I think they want the element of surprise more. That's just my opinion from afar. I don't know.
It would be a surprise any time of the year, holidays or not.
Get you a dip.
I would have been really shocked if this holiday I had, you know, been proposed to.
Trying to send out some signals?
Damn! Nah. I'm straight.
Let me see your left hand. Okay, it ain't nothing on it.
Uh-oh.
My bad.
Dionne Warwick says everyone could call her auntie.
Well, we was going to call you that anyway.
Were you?
Yeah, we was going to. What? Look, it's Dionne Warwick. Come on, man. She everybody auntie.
Consider her my auntie, though.
Grandma?
Yes,
grandma. Grandma. You know what? Some of these kids might call her great grandma on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because Dionne Warwick been singing since, you know, doo-wop.
She got to be full of 80. Ain't no way she ain't near 80.
Fried, died, laid to the side.
So there's no way you're my aunt. Like,
great aunt.
I don't even think she could be my great aunt.
The patriarch of black Twitter, Dionne Warwick.
So this came about because somebody asked her, auntie, have you tried White Claw? And that's like the hard seltzer drink, right?
Now, what would y'all... Come on, y'all. What y'all trying to do, Dionne Warwick? Yeah, that's what that is.
I can imagine her more with a twisted tea myself, because she is a little spicy.
She's violent.
So somebody else responded and said that this is really disturbing that a white man would call a black woman auntie.
Oh, come on, man.
You are lucky that Dionne is nice. You better not try this with other black women. How dare you? Black women are not your hashtag mammy or aunties. Only black people can say that to each other.
Come on, man. Pick your battles, man. Come on.
And then that's when Auntie Dionne came back and said, hi, this was unnecessary.
Man.
It was not disrespectful.
Yeah. Why are you doing that?
I don't know. It's like Whitney. I know. I don't know how. I got to get more contralto for Dionne.
Yeah.
He can call me auntie if he wants to.
There you go.
I'm everyone's auntie.
Put a little James Earl Jones on it.
Aww.
You know, Dionne Warwick plays Simba in Lion King, right? She did the voiceover.
No, she did not.
in the Broadway musical, she did.
No, she did not.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad because my ex-girlfriend gave all my stuff she was going to give me for Christmas to another.
Hey, what you do?
Man, I feel like I don't really celebrate Christmas like that, but I wanted my stuff, but I wasn't trying to get her nothing.
Oh, you didn't get her anything and you thought you was going to get something?
I mean, like, I gave her some money so she could buy her own gift, but...
There's a little ditty that I learned maybe about 10 or 15 years ago that I apply for situations like this. Erase, replace, embrace, new face. Apparently, she knows that song, too.
Aw, dang.
Hey, man, it's plenty of fish in the sea, dawg. Just grab your fishing pole and go ahead and go to the waters and test it out, all right?
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
What more do you want from me?
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Good morning. What up, Max Sauce? 652. Look for highs in the mid-40s today. A little bit of ice and fog right now. Cloudy and 32 in Olathe.
Chiefs took an L yesterday to the Chargers. No worries, though. Still number one seed. Be talking more about that with Mayor Quentin Lucas.
That wasn't a Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. That was a Johnson County Chiefs.
Man.
Okay. They couldn't keep up.
Woo! Number 45. Just when you thought he couldn't do anything more, when there's literally just 16 days left of his presidency, an audio of an hour-long phone call that he made with Georgia's Secretary of State has been leaked.
You know what they did, and you're not reporting it. That's a criminal offense. And you know, you can't let that happen. That's a big risk to you and to Ryan, your lawyer. That's a big risk. There's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Well, he says he wants them votes, Shay.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
I want to find $11,780.
Man, for real, though.
I want to find 11,780 properties.
Mm-hmm. But, it ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
Good Lord, man. He ain't going to let it go, man.
What do you mean you want to find 11,870 votes?
That's the desperation, Shay. That's all that is, trying to clamor on to, you know, the little notoriety that he still has.
So there were a lot of folks on that call. I wonder who is the one who released it. And I don't think he's trying to hold on to notoriety. He's trying to keep himself out of prison, Brian.
Oh, really?
Because it's... Yes! As soon as he is out of this office, the protection is off of his life. So you cannot arrest and you cannot try a sitting president.
Right.
As of January 20, 1201 P, they're going to run down on him.
You think so?
Watch. I know so.
Wow.
The Attorney General of the state of New York has cases lined up and ready to go as soon as he is out of office. And this is another thing that they're going to use, because there's irrefutable proof that he tried to interfere with an election.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, thank you for that bombshell, Shay. We'll keep y'all we'll keep y'all abreast of the development.
Everybody know it.
I mean, I that's shocking to me. I didn't think it would be that far. I knew I don't know. I don't know what I thought. I'm just ready for him to go though.
He gonna go. You have to stand in that courtroom too.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First Monday of 2021. First opportunity to speak with Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas on Mayor Lucas Monday.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. I was listening just to catch y'all's song this morning. Where's the kickoff performance for us in 2021?
Well, it was a slight loss inside of Arrowhead, which prevented us from getting the creative juices flowing. But, of course, the Chiefs are still the number one seed. What do you expect for the postseason moving forward?
Well, you know, I feel like last year was just an interesting dream where we had that great postseason and the rest of 2020 happened. I'm thinking that this year we can really see some positive things step up. I don't know if there's an AFC team that can catch us. Buffalo has come on strong. We beat them earlier in the season. We've seen Pittsburgh kind of fall off at the end of the season. Cleveland stepped up this year. They're still not where they need to be. I think Travis Kelce or somebody said something similar a few years back to, you know, we beat them. We beat them, too. We're beating them, and I think we're going to be in a good position to go back to a Super Bowl. And I hope if we're back at the Super Bowl this year, then next year all the positive things that we talked about last year can continue to happen. So I'm pumped about this Kansas City team for the postseason. Yesterday was basically like an exhibition game, and that's why it went the way it did.
Absolutely. Well, Mayor Lucas, unfortunately, we start off the year not good. As officers were on the scene as they found a body of 53rd and Prospect. And Sunday afternoon, Councilman Brandon Ellington said Kansas City should consider using vacant motels or school buildings to provide a safe space for people to receive help. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with the councilman on that. We plan to have more meetings this morning. I know people don't like meetings, but it's how you can tell people what the next step is and what's going on. We have had a homeless population issue for years. Lots of people that find themselves in tough predicaments, tough situations. I know people who've been in those circumstances. I think what's important for us is making sure before there's any camp cleared, before there's any negative or adverse action, we make sure people have a warm place to go. One thing that I will also say in connection with it is making sure that we have a regional solution towards it. You know, a lot of folks, because I think they only have one shelter in all of Johnson County, Kansas, that has 600,000 people that county. We have a lot of people that will come to Kansas City, Missouri in need. We need help. We need a lot of folks that are investing. We need a lot of governments that will work with us to make sure that we have long-term solutions for anybody who does need help and does need support in these cold weather months. And I do agree with the councilman and others in saying this is something that we should change in 2021, just because for decades we've kind of treated things the same way, had people under bridges, all of that does not mean that's the way it needs to be going in the future.
I believe that before you move forward, sometimes you got to look backward. When we come back, Mayor Quentin Lucas, I want to go over some of the wins and losses of 2020 in the state of Kansas City.
Now it's time for the Shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 today. Look for highs in the mid 40s. Right now, you are a little cloudy and 31 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Ah, it's Capricorn season, young
crazy
man.
Capricorns. 1 week, the craziest of them all has a birthday.
Nobody has ever said crazy Capricorn but you, but I digress. Mm-hmm. Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. Talk show host Jeannie Mai.
Mm-hmm.
and fiance of Young Jeezy. She's 42 today.
42?
Yep. She looks good. Singer, no, he's not a singer. Songwriter, producer, responsible for Beyonce's hit single Laters. Tricky Stewart is 47.
Love Tricky Stewart.
Why are you playing this song?
Because he produced it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just gonna do what you want you, babe.
Actress Jill Marie Jones from Girlfriends. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
Neither have I, and I'm ashamed to say it. She's 46 today. And Beyonce mama, Tina Knowles.
Yes.
Cindy Street, 67.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 4th.
Yes, sir. My birthday is 1 week from today.
That was that crazy Capricorn, the craziest of them all I was alluding to earlier.
But that's not true, Brian. The family of hip-hop icon MF Doom announced last week that he died at the age of 49.
I thought, first off, condolences, RIP. I thought I heard about this in, like, October, though. Mm-mm. Seriously. Yeah, but... R.I.P., man.
Well, they say he died back in October, but yeah. They...
Just let it out
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I also hate to say this.
You
I don't
never
know.
Heard of him?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Who? I ain't never heard
you
of him.
No,
seriously. You look like the Juggernaut, though.
Well, God bless the dead. That's the,
absolutely.
That's what we'll say on that. Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg is reacting to an Eminem diss?
What?
Yeah. So there's a song called Zeus. On the song, M spits, and diplomatic as I'm trying to be, last thing I need is Snoop Dogg and me.
Really?
Man, dog, you was like a damn god to me. Meh, not really. I had a dog backwards. No?
Damn!
Well,
Snoop, see, this is why we don't respect Eminem, because of stuff like that. That is the one of the worst bars in history.
Well, probably it's the way I spit it. It
no,
might be better
no,
if you
Shay.
Hear him.
No, Shay. Jay-Z can't make that sound good.
But maybe if he, you know, put the Marshall
No,
Mathers.
Shay. No. Nobody wants to hear that.
So Snoop responded by saying, pray I don't answer that soft. Can you say ass on the radio?
Yeah. What? Okay, it's in the Bible.
That soft.
What? Excuse me? Really? It's in the Bible. Come on now. Hit it.
He said, pray I don't. Answer that soft ass bleep.
Ew. Trash. Moving on.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
2020 was a tough year with both wins and losses. We're talking with Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas. Let's take a look back at some things in 2020 that you think we could have maybe improved on as a city.
You know, there are a few different things that we need to improve on that we could have, and that is vital that we work on in 2021. Public safety is just one part of it. You know, we had our first homicide in Kansas City, Missouri. Actually, a call came in before New Year's Eve. The person passed away, sadly, a little bit into January 1st. The first gun-related homicide in this region took part in Kansas City, Kansas, on New Year's Day, a man found in the snow. We need to stay resolved, and I know it is a problem that has been around, but it won't be around forever. We need to stay resolved to improving things there. On the brighter side of things, I think we have done as good a job as we can compared to a lot of other cities on our COVID-19 response, making sure that we've had different orders, wearing masks, all of that, so we don't see the terrible spread happening at the same level that it's happening in some communities, and particularly in rural Missouri and rural Kansas, where you have a lot of folks that are getting ill. I think back on the area of where we need to improve, you know, these are economically challenging times. We have got to step up, try to create more job opportunities. You know, they're building more industrial opportunities out in the suburbs. That irks me. That's something that we need to try to reverse, get things and jobs in the core of our city is going to be important. But then I'll finally say this. You know, I had a conversation with the Kansas City Public School Superintendent Mark Bedell, who I love talking to, who was noting a lot of the improvements we've seen in the Kansas City School District. And I hope everybody in 2021, don't go with the same mantra you've thought for years, whether it be about the schools, whether it be about neighborhoods, all of that. There are a lot of people working hard every day to make things better, to make things safer. And I look forward to seeing more of that progress in 2021.
Now, on the wins category, you posted several things that your administration has accomplished in 2020. Can you share that with our listening audience?
You know, it is so interesting, Shay, because we did a lot in 2020. And I like to say, even though a lot came at us too, we have had more accomplishments. And I said this when I released the budget back in February. This will be the most equitable, the most progressive budget in the history of Kansas City. And I think in many ways this year was. We were able to institute zero fare transit. We decriminalized marijuana. We decriminalized parking tickets. That means the folks aren't getting caught up in jail if they have the money to pay bills, right? These are the sorts of things that are allowing people to not get wrapped into, roped into a system for so long that has led to inequality for years. Those are things I'm amazingly proud of. We've been able to, at least in some steps, increase pay for more workers in Kansas City, getting up to $15 an hour. If you're somebody who previously was working at the Kansas City Pet Project, making $8 an hour to clean out dog kennels, you will this year and beginning this year get an increase in a wage that respects the dignity of the work that you do each day. You know, I heard a congressman a few years back, and I agree, which said, you know, you can work me like a dog, but you're going to treat me like a man. And we are making sure that women and men and everyone in our community is getting the pay they deserve. So whether it be criminal justice reform, access to transit and zero fare transit, trying to make sure that people have access to jobs that pay them the wages they deserve. I'm incredibly proud of that progress we made this year in Kansas City. And I think my administration has done the type of work that we haven't seen in decades in KC. The mayor is about more than ribbon cutting. We see that every week that we talk. The mayor also has to be about making long-term, positive, sustainable change, and we've done that.
Work me like a dog, but you're going to treat me like a man. I felt that, Shay. Mayor Lucas, your haters, they had a lot of words for you and a lot of tweets, a lot of texts, a lot of phone calls. What is your plan to kind of maybe, you know, extend an olive branch to your haters in 2021?
You know, every week, every day, I always extend that olive branch, you know, and it's been funny, whether it be those recallers, who I know they're still out there and all that sort of stuff, and they will probably come anew. There are some people who actually I view the world kind of politically similar to. I had some folks that were protesting outside my house the other day, and I say, look, I'm always happy to talk to you. I'm always happy to see where we can make change and difference. You know, half the problem sometimes, and this ain't passing the buck, but half the problem is actually when people want change, I need their help. If you're somebody who, like me, believes in the dignity of how we should treat people, that people deserve better pay, then we need police reform and criminal justice reform. Walk with me, march with me, call me, text me, post me on things, or tag me on things on Facebook. I'm with you. And let's figure out how we can get these things done. You know, too often being an adversary gets you clicks, right? Nobody wants to say, you know, see a post that's like, oh, me and Shay, you know, we had coffee and we're doing well. Instead, they want to be like, oh, Lucas said what to Shay? But I think to make our community better, that's the step that we need to do. And then for my special brand of haters, many of whom live outside of Kansas City, many of whom are disproportionately very conservative people who don't think COVID is real, who I think sometimes have a little hidden racism and how they approach issues, I'll just say I'm praying for you. You know, there's some folks you can't change. I'm not going to spend all my time this year kind of worrying about some of them. I think, look, we need to keep a community safe. I think that we need to make sure we're always looking to uplift the poorest in our community. We need to uplift those who suffer from discrimination long term. We need access to health care. And I know that there are some, it's a minority of Kansas City, who don't believe in that. And I'll just say, well, look, you know, I'm thinking about you and I think everything I can, even if you are a right wing, Caucasian, conservative who lives on the northeast edge of Kansas City, who hates everything I do, zero fare transit is good for you. People getting good pay is good for you. Making sure that we are decriminalizing things like marijuana is good for you too. You may not know it now, but your son's going to learn it. Your daughter, somebody who works with you is going to learn it. And that's the message I'll have for him here in 2021. We'll kill him with kindness.
I love that. But what stuck me was they were picketing outside of his house.
Yeah, I don't know how you dealt with that, Mayor Lucas.
The part that bothered me is if I wanted to picket, I don't know where Mayor Lucas lives. How they know where you live?
You know, I will say this. I'm like, I live in the city. And so I was just, they were like, well, you know, I'm just like, I'm hoping none of my neighbors get upset about that. But
and I thought we was friends. I don't know how to get to your house. This is the final question. Josh Hawley says that he's going to reject President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College win. Of course, this is as Donald Trump's call to the Secretary of State of Georgia has been released, where he literally asked this man to commit a crime. What are your thoughts about Josh Hawley, and what are your thoughts about Donald Trump's call?
You know, President Trump, and I was raised well, so I'm not going to go too into. He needs to sit down. He needs to fly down to Mar-a-Lago, go down to Florida, maybe sit on his Twitter. I don't know what he's going to do with himself, but you lost. And the thing that's crazier for me as a black person, you know good and dang well, if back in 2008, Obama said, oh, I didn't lose. Or in 2012, right? Obama said, I didn't lose. And then there were like a million black folks that just marched on Washington and all. Could you imagine how militarized it would be? They'd be stopping our buses from getting in. They'd be stopping all these flights. This is insanity. This is absolutely insane. The senator from the junior senator from Missouri, Mr. Hawley, is not representing at least this Missouri and many of others who said, look, there was an election. This is the same election that elected a whole bunch of people that I didn't vote for here in Missouri. Right? I'd love it if I could just redo it and say, oh, well, you know, I want this person instead. That's not how politics go. This is one of the craziest, most disappointing things I have ever seen in America. And I've seen a lot of them. All of them need to, you know, kind of check themselves. I know this is probably Senator Hawley looking to run for president in 4 years, and I don't know why this sort of thing is effective in doing that, but he knows better. All of them know better. They all need to sit down. We need to get back to work. And more importantly, there is too much important stuff going on. I can spend another hour with y'all. I know you're going to cut me off, but talking about all the stuff that's important. So we need to get back to that level of work. Right now, this is just shameful.
We could never cut off the mayor. Are you serious? What?
With that said, thank you, Mayor Lucas, for calling in.
No, she will, though.
She's like, brother, gotta go. We need to pay some bills. She needs to make some money. So, no, I understand. Happy New Year to both of y'all. We look forward to marching through the playoffs with the Chiefs and hopefully better and brighter days in 2021.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at you next Monday.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
2021 is here. Better You series. Been booking folks for this, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
In years past, we've said, new year, new you.
Right. And sometimes it works.
I think less often than not.
Right.
We ain't going to deal with the resolutions this year. We're just going to deal with a better you. Talking about health, wealth, attracting the right love. Is that important for you for 2021? Okay, they up. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
They up. I get
it. I'm looking
it.
For love in all the right places. That's what I'm doing.
That's from my focus mama. Is more on my health this year and my wealth.
My focus is personal and professional growth.
Okay.
I got a lot of ideas. We've been going back and forth with them. I got a lot of things that I really would like to accomplish this year. What you betting your eyes for? Like you don't believe me or something.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
I bat my eyes because that's an involuntary movement that happens without my knowing.
You look a little suspicious over there. But as far as your health, like what goals, if you want to share, you know, what goals you got?
At the end of last year, I've been really working hard on getting my A1C down. You know, some of you may know and others may not that I'm a diabetic. And it's one of those diseases that you can totally ignore because you do not feel bad most of the time. You'll be walking around with a high, you know, sugar count or whatever and not even pay attention.
Yeah.
And so I got this unit that you helped me install the first time I had it. It's called a Freestyle Libre. And it allows you to just scan your phone over the device once you put it in your arm and it'll tell you what your sugar level is immediately. So you don't have to stick your fingers throughout the day.
Used to watch my grandma do that. So to see the advances and to see how convenient they make it now, that's I like that a lot.
So that's something I really was working on the low, quietly, is just bringing that down and being cognizant of what I'm putting inside my body, because, you know, I got a lot of open toe shoes. I ain't trying to lose no toes, nothing. And that's real. Yeah. My grandmother had her toe amputated because of diabetes. So that's something I'll be paying attention to. Of course, you know, I'm always in the process of slenderizing.
But Kansas City, we definitely going to help you become a better version of yourself. Don't become
Lord.
Nobody else. Become a better version of you. That's what we trying to do for the 2021.
2021. Like W-O-N. I sent that to Myron,
okay,
too.
I like that.
I sent that to him. I said, that's what we need to be saying with the prizes. 2021.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. A little bit of ice. Right now, you're cloudy in 32. The Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Congratulations are in order for Gucci Mane and his wife, Keisha K. Orr. They welcomed a baby boy into the world over the holidays, Brian.
Bird.
He named his son Ice Davis.
I like that name. You want to know what I want to name one of my sons? Stone. You like that?
Stone Brooks.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sound like a tough guy, don't it?
Not a tough guy. So, Young Thug, in an effort of trying to be a tough guy in an interview, put his foot all the way down his own throat.
Anthems, we talking about songs they know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I perform, I got 30, 40 songs that the whole stadium gonna know. They gonna know to you all 30 songs.
And that's some powerful.
Yes, Sirsky.
There's not a lot of that can say that.
Jay-Z ain't got 30 songs like that. But you just, what the whole stadium finna sing.
He got a lot, though.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I know he do. He probably got 50 of them saying, like, I'm not just literally saying him. I'm just saying, like, thank you.
Absolutely.
The man.
Okay. I can see how you could totally, or anyone could totally misconstrue those comments. I think what he meant, and I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, is that his audience is a lot younger than Jay-Z. So they don't necessarily know all of Jay-Z songs. They probably know the most popular ones that came out in the past 15 years or so. But with Young Thug, his songs, they're more anthemish. Jay-Z songs ain't anthemish.
I don't agree at all.
Give me an anthem that Jay-Z, give me like 5 or 6 anthems from Jay, like anthem.
The Annie song.
I'm talking about like anthems for that the younger kids know.
Well, anthem doesn't have anything to do with being young or old. It has to do with a song that it just blew up and is big and is huge. And Jay-Z got a gazillion of those.
Yeah, but how many Young Thug's fans know that? That's what he's trying to say. I just think it's
But that's not what he said, though. What he said was that when Jay-Z or whoever does a show, they don't have 30 songs that the whole audience is going to rap to, is what he said. He didn't say my fans at a Jay-Z concert, because that's mixing apples and oranges.
But he said, when I go to a stadium and when I do songs,
his fans that are there do
exactly
that. And he says that Jay-Z fans can't do that, which is not true.
Nah, I think he was talking about the same fans. I don't think
but
he's talking about
Jay-Z fans.
But that would be
stupid. That would be like saying Dionne Warwick and then saying maybe Jhené Aiko. Like, that's not a...
But
you
that's
can't
the flaw
do that
in the argument to me. That's how I see it. That's the flaw in the argument
I think
see.
You stretching and helping him. I'm just going off what he said. And that's where he got into a whole lot of trouble. And he had to come back and apologize for what he said. Because he said that he was talking too fast, and that's not what he meant. That's what he said.
I just think we're going to have more of these discussions coming up, because Young Thug is a big star to younger folks, meaning younger from...
But every generation has their stars.
But
there's no way to discount what Jay-Z does, because... And I like Young Thug music, but there's no... comparison.
But what I'm saying is, his fans, they don't
Well, maybe Jay-Z's fans don't know Young Thug.
And that's what I'm getting to. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. So that is what makes it senseless.
It's two different fans.
Exactly.
Two different things, yeah.
Okay. Lil Wayne is getting a new sentencing deal in his federal weapons case. The original sentencing was going to be happening later on this month, but U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams gave the rapper a new date of March 4th. Now, of course, he pled guilty to illegally possessing a firearm after federal agents discovered a loaded .45 caliber handgun during a search of his private plane while traveling from L.A. to Miami back in December of 2019.
Like a cop call.
I feel bad for him. You know what I'm saying? But this, sometimes God sets something in your path to
get you right.
Change the way, right, you're doing things, and maybe a good sit down is what he needs to keep him around for a whole lot of more years. I don't know.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Tara.
All right, let's see what you got.
For another man steals your heart, and once your beauty is mine, I swear we will never be apart.
Rocking every day.
Hell no.
Her and love are the same. Nice that we are.
What?
Let the wine but steals your heart.
Boy.
That's the first person for That's My Jam in 2021.
Yeah. Look a little bleak.
I don't know. It did sound like you was on that Mogan David a little bit early. I don't know.
I was trying to make sure I had the words right.
Oh, you
well, you didn't.
It's all right. You got played on 4K because we know you done ran through all your Netflix during the quarantine, all right? Tell the town what station is number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Run a hot 103 Jam. I want to break it down.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.